TED is a global foundation and began with the focus on technology, entertainment, and design at a private conference in California that over time grew to incorporate other subjects of interest to the world. And they began posting those talks after a number of years, hence TED Talks. Then about 5 years ago, the TED Foundation began licensing locally organized TEDx events. The X means independently organized event. And we hold the license here for TEDx events in Jacksonville. That license is valid for a year. And if we perform well and meet the rules, we would expect to be given a license again next year.
Sabine, who are some of the speakers that we could look forward to hearing?
Sure. We have a great lineup of 11 speakers that are going to be present at TEDx Jacksonville Connecting Currents. Some of the local names include Hank Cox, Bruce Ganger, LaWanda Rivera, and then we have some regional people coming like Patricia Seaman, Robert Inglis, former congressman from South Carolina, who was famously uninvited by the Tea Party because of his views on climate change. We have an artist coming in from Paris, Aman Mojadidi, who is a TED fellow and born in Jacksonville. Ethnicity is Afghani, and it's just been all over the world with his art, and we are so proud to have these people wanting to be engaged in our event.
If you were a TEDx speaker, what would you keep in mind in creating your speech that you think an audience here might enjoy?
I think it's more about the idea of word spreading and to have a tangible giveaway, you know, what is the end topic that you're going to take away, ending message that you're going to take away from the talk, and what's going to spark that deep discussion and connecting with the audience members, because our audience comes to be engaged, to have discussions. Last year at TEDx Riverside Avondale, audience members did not want to leave the event. We really had to be like, okay, we've cleaned up, now you really have to leave.
Now, can you view the whole day, or do you cherry pick which speaker you'd like?
No, we're going to have three sessions, and once an audience member is invited to attend the event, the ticket enables them to come for the full day. Now, if they want to leave, they're absolutely welcome to, but we really encourage them staying for all three sessions. And then we have an afterglow party afterwards where we can have audience, team members, as well as the speakers and performers engage with one another. And it's really a full day commitment. So
is there a host or an MC for the event?
Yes, Al Letson, who is the host of State of the Reunion, a nationally syndicated radio show, will be our MC for this event. Here at WJCT.
And he was a former TEDx Riverside Avondale speaker as well, so he's very familiar with the TEDx process, and we're really excited to welcome him back to the stage.
Do you remember what his talk was?
His talk was about overcoming his dyslexia through the use of comic books. He was discouraged as a child and basically told that he's not going to get anywhere academically because he can't read. And he obviously did not go with that and took comic books and used them to teach himself how to read.
Just an example of what you'll get
exactly
at the TEDx Jacksonville event.
Right now, we are accepting applications for audience members, and we're going to be sending out invitations in three batches.
So okay, so you can't just walk in.
You can't just walk in. So you need to submit your application, and the first lucky audience members will get their invites on August 30th, and then in second round will be September 20th and the last October 6th. So we really are kind of looking through the applicants and making sure we have a diverse group of people present on October 26th.